The Federal Reserve, as widely anticipated, raised its key short-term interest rate by a quarter point Wednesday. The move signals a solid U.S. economy and the central bank's commitment to a gradual approach to rate hikes under new Fed Chair Jerome Powell. The Fed said it will stick with its plan to increase rates twice more this year, but did boost its projection for rate hikes in 2019 from 2 to 3, reflecting an expectation of improving underlying economic fundamentals. Higher rates are expected to increase consumer and corporate borrowing costs, but at the same time boost returns for savers. Greg McBride, chief economist at Bankrate.com, says the trend is a win for fixed income investors.
It's getting better, too. Now, you do have to know where to look. Most banks are still pretty stingy on their payouts on savings accounts and certificates of deposit, but there are quite a number of online banks that are paying much higher rates of return and are in a bit of an arms race with each other, trying to outdo each other, keep raising their rates. So savvy savers are able to capitalize on that, take advantage of it, and boost their interest income.
On the other side of the equation, Greg talks about the effects on credit cards and mortgages.
You're seeing rates like credit cards, home equity lines of credit. Every time the Fed hikes rates, that gets passed directly through to you. Mortgage rates have jumped about a half a percentage point since December, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're going to keep going. Oftentimes, mortgage rates lead what we see from the Fed. So, you know, mortgage rates accounting for the fact that we're likely to see multiple rate hikes in 2018.
McBride also says the move is spurred by solid economic conditions here in the United States.
Really a vote of confidence in the economy. I liken it to weaning the patient off the medicine of low interest rates. Economy's doing better. We don't need those ultra-low interest rates, and that's why the Federal Reserve has been steadily bumping that rate higher. It's not an effort to slow the economy quite yet, just at this point adding something to the toolbox so they have something to work with next time the economy slows.
I'm Andy Gersher for News Radio on 105.9 FM.